Well, in another 5-4 decision today, the court ruled that considering partisan redistricting or gerrymandering, this is drawing voting maps to favor one party over the other, even considering that case is not in their job description. The court was actually asked to consider two cases, one challenging maps made by Republican lawmakers in North Carolina, another maps drawn by Democrats in Maryland, the challengers saying the districts were carved up to favor the carvers. But the court today let the maps stand. Chief Justice John Roberts writing in the majority opinion, we conclude that partisan gerrymandering claims present political questions beyond the reach of the federal courts. He also wrote, our conclusion does not condone excessive partisan gerrymandering, nor does our conclusion condemn complaints about districting to echo into a void. Let's bring in NPR's Miles Parks. Miles, we're reminded that the court already ruled in 2017 on racial gerrymandering. This is carving out districts in ways that hurt minorities. You cannot do that, the court said. But here, they didn't want to rule and therefore upheld partisan gerrymandering. Tell us more about how these cases got there.
Right. So this is two cases, as you mentioned, Robin. One out of North Carolina, where the state legislature, North Carolina is a state that's pretty evenly broken up 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans. But the congressional representation there is 10 to 3 Republicans. In Maryland, it's the opposite. Democrats control the government. And basically, the plaintiff said that the government drew maps to push out a longtime incumbent Republican House member. And what's interesting here is these were extreme cases, not only by statistical analysis in terms of how votes were divvied up to favor politicians, but in just how open the politicians were about their intent. In North Carolina, there was a famous quote from a lawmaker where he basically said, the only reason we didn't draw it so that that way there were 11 Republicans in power is because we couldn't figure out how. And Maryland, the same thing. Former Governor Martin O'Malley was very open about that district, him wanting to turn it to a Democratic district.
Well, so we have the court's decision that this isn't their job. Justice Elena Kagan wrote the rebuttal. She read part of it from the bench, saying, in giving such gerrymanders a pass from judicial review, the majority goes tragically wrong. So serious disagreement here. Tell us more about the case she made.
Well, the case she made is the case that a number of advocate groups have been making for years now. I mean, the Supreme Court has punted on this issue for decades, mostly because they said there wasn't a good standard, despite there being a lot of statistical analysis over the last decade that's come out on ways that not only can you prove exactly how the legislators have done it to advantage themselves, but they can really zero in on intent. And so even though there are these advanced statistical ways that you can get at this question, the judges in the majority decided not to rule on it, and they have continued that trend from decades ago.
Yeah. Well, look, these things count. For example, in Maryland, where Democrats came into power and redrew the maps that they claimed were rigged against them, before the change, the Republican representative, Roscoe Bartlett, won his 2010 race by 28 points. In 2012, after the Democratic redistricting, Representative John Delaney, he's now a presidential candidate, won by 21. So some would argue these things really count. We heard Chief Justice Roberts write that our conclusion that this doesn't belong in the Supreme Court, that doesn't condemn complaints about districting to echo into a void. But if not the Supreme Court weighing in on this, who?
Well, so there's two routes here. There's state courts can still weigh on this issue on whether gerrymandering violates state constitutions. The other thing that John Roberts mentioned is the possibility for legislation, either at the state level or by Congress federally, mandating that partisan gerrymandering is not something we want. I think it's interesting. John Roberts is not pretending in his opinion that gerrymandering is something that benefits democracy. He says specifically that the practice is reasonably unjust. It's just that he doesn't think the court has a place to do it. He mentions that Congress has drafted a number of bills that would address this issue. We should say, however, it doesn't seem that any of those bills have a reasonable chance at passage, considering just how hard it is to get any election legislation through the federal Congress. At the state level, it is more realistic. We have seen states take action through citizen initiatives in a number of states to actually institute independent independent redistricting commissions to take over this process away from the partisan elected officials.
Well, boy, to hear a chief justice say, you know, we do think this is unjust and then not act on it is going to rub some people the wrong way. But meantime, very briefly, Miles Parks, do those maps stand?
They do stand, mm-hmm. and the other states that were relying on this decision, they're also going to stand there. And it's interesting, you look ahead to 2020, you could see legislators drawing even more extreme partisan gerrymanders.
NPR's Miles Parks, thank you.
Thank you.